I'm ready for rotting.
This is Felix Sharp for Sleeper Wire. You can find me on Twitter at Sharp Review. That is where I will be after the NFL draft. It just so happened that I decided to take a break from that toxic community, and boy, oh boy, did I pick the right time. I think this is my third Sleeper Wire short, and each time I've come on this platform, I've used it to say something that I think needs to be said, but it's only like loosely related to fantasy football. So I see that, and I'm very appreciative, Hussein. But that said, I'm sorry, this episode is going to be no different. I want to talk about relationships and expectations within the concept of relationship building. Okay, be patient with me. I need to talk about relationships, specifically establishing the tone of our human interactions. Now, you can all can tweet at me, tell me if I'm wrong, and I will get back to you in 2 weeks. It's setting expectations. When the relationship begins with full disclosure, there's a chance that it will work, but when it doesn't, those chances decrease substantially. When there's honesty up front about intentions, then everyone starts with a level playing field. All adults can make adult decisions. Take recruiting, for example. Let's go to the sports world. Coaches tell a big-time recruit, oh yeah, come to our school. We put so many guys in the NFL. You'll have a chance to develop. It's going to be great. Yada, yada, yada. Sunshine and rainbows. Expectations have been set. But what happens when that recruit gets on campus and you hand him a helmet beanie to put over his helmet and you tell him to go run with the scout team? Expectations. We've all seen the number of transfers in college sports, particularly college football. Transfers have gone up exponentially recently. Now, of course, that's partially due to this new NCAA rule that permits a one-time transfer without the player having to sit out a year, but it's also undoubtedly a result of players getting an experience at that school that is less than what was sold to them during recruiting. It just is. And it's the players reacting to that less than experience. Expectations. Not one college football player, not a single one, has said to themselves, this is going much better than I expected, but I'm going to transfer. Now tell a recruit, we're going to bring in other good players and good players at your position. You're going to have to fight for playing time. You may not get it, but the best man will play. You may never have a significant role here. We may ask you to play a position you've never played before. Say that, give the full disclosure, and then the ball is in the player's court. He, in the context of college football, has the appropriate expectations. You can find this concept in sports and everyday life. Relationships are built on expectations and disclosure. Begin a relationship on a pretext without full disclosure and watch it crumble to the ground once your true intentions are revealed. Men, you and I are the worst at this, and it's because we are cowards. We are. We are. Hello, Wasan Dotson, allegedly. Now, say hypothetically that an athlete wanted sexual favors following a massage. Communicate that on the front end. Now, I'm not judging the request here, but when there's honesty up front about intentions, then everyone starts on a level playing field. Does it take some bravado to say you'd like your butthole massaged on the front end? It does, but everyone's allowed to make their own adult decisions thereafter. Begin a relationship on a pretext and watch your world crumble to the ground. It's expectations, man. It's expectations. If you set up a meeting with someone to come on your fantasy football show to talk about the 2021 rookie class, You can't thereafter say, hey, well, after we finish talking about Rondell Moore, I'd like to see if you can lick your elbow. Pretext. Pretext will get you in trouble. Pretext might get you sued. It could get you fired. How about starting with a level playing field? Hey, I'm Felix. I've seen you around. I think you're attractive. Would you like to talk sometime? Now everyone's allowed to make their own adult decisions, but starting a conversation with Jamar Chase and trying to end it with a strip tease is a really tough left turn. Really tough. We have to be better, people. We have to be better. Basic respect somehow got lost in the veil of your Marvel Twitter avatar. Respect is the foundation. If you used yesterday to create your own hero moment, if you used yesterday to admonish someone as a pretext for drawing attention to your own virtue, then you are part of the problem. You are enabling the toxic environment that can exist on Twitter. And please, please, trust me, I fully recognize the irony of using this platform to criticize someone else for drawing attention to themselves, but I couldn't avoid it here. Respect is the foundation. And that's all I have to say about that. This is Felix Sharp at Sharp Review on Twitter for Sleeper Wire.